all saying, you know, pack it in. We got to buy a lot of food and store it away. Shit's going to get real in the wintertime, and I feel like it's the same old story from 2020. So feel free to expand on that with your version of MSM Plus, MSM, and MSM Minus.
Okay, so that's a great question. And I'm glad he brought it up that this was already a thing in 2020, because if you had your run for the hills panic in 2020, you're good for the new panic, if you, you know, choose to. Now, the MSM Plus, Minus, and just MSM, as it relates to this question, would go like this. The position that the news is reporting the truth, and if it's a lie or if it's a hoax, you'll find out about it because they'll obviously report on it, like Jussie Smollett. So if you're just a true believer in the news as presented, yeah, that's the mainstream media worldview. If you think that the news is lying and there's more to the story, so like the MSM person says, oh, it's terrible, there's a shooting in Uvalde. The conspiracy theorist would say, there's a shooting in Uvalde, but it was done by the FBI in order to take my guns. Okay, well, now you added the FBI, but you didn't subtract from the story. So now all these kids died, but the feds did it, and they helped them. So that's MSM Plus. You added to the nightmare. My perspective is, well, there's no blood. There's no evidence for this or that. And there's plenty of evidence or bits of contemporary or concurrent programming that would suggest that this is some kind of a publicity stunt, a perception management operation. And so I examine the facts and find that the facts don't add up to the story that they've given us. So I subtract the lies from the big picture, and I'm like, okay, well, nobody died. No tears either. So I am MSM minus. I don't take anything for granted, in other words. So if you take the news for granted, you're MSM. If you're scared of the news and think they're hiding the worst of it, you're MSM plus. If you're being a critical consumer of media and you're looking for facts and you're reality testing their claims, you're going to walk away with knowing and believing less than what they told you, which is where we are. We don't believe their lies, which means that we don't have as much, we don't believe as in the big story altogether. Like, so we don't have to include these deaths. We don't have to include it until there's evidence. Meanwhile, the general conspiracy theorist look of the false flag theory says, yeah, it was real, but it's worse. It's much worse. So when it comes to food shortages, I would have to say that, well, the news media is ignoring the story. I see it in the conspiracy circles, but where's the evidence? And then, of course, it's kind of hard to prove evidence of something that isn't there anymore. But to me, again, I'd say